You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. And tonight we have a very special guest, his first time on Conducting Conversations, and first time for a lot of things for this young man, but not the last. You're going to be hearing a lot about my guest this evening. His name is C.J. Adams, and he is a star of a new Disney movie. Welcome to the studio, C.J.
Hi, it's awesome to be here. Thank you for listening to the radio show.
Yeah, it's going to be fun this evening. CJ is a young man of how old are you, CJ?
I'm now 12, and when I filmed the movie, I was 10, right before my birthday, like 5 days before it.
The movie we're talking about is a movie that's going to be released in just about 10 days. It's called The Odd Life of Timothy Green, and it's a new Disney movie. You're going to be hearing a lot about it, and CJ was nice enough to come on the show today and tell us about his experiences at the ripe old age of 10 when he filmed the movie. And now he's an older, much older man at 12. But CJ, you're a Rhode Island guy, right?
Yeah.
What town did you grow up in?
Well, I was actually born in Chicago, Illinois, and for 2 years I stayed there, but I couldn't remember one thing about Chicago. But once I moved to North Kingstown, I grew up there and I met all these friends, my best friend Guy Daniels, and I just lived here my whole life, and it's just awesome because I've got so many friends now and everyone's supporting me on this movie.
So you go to school in North Kingstown, do you?
I grew up most of my years in a school called Stony Lane Elementary down Stony Lane, and that school, without that school, I wouldn't be where I am right now because that school was an awesome school. That's where I met all my friends. We actually had an acting class there, drama, so I took a couple classes there, and I think that might have been where I am right now.
Wow, so Stony Lane School, and that was kind of the beginning for you. Now, you moved to Rhode Island when you were about 2 years old, and you don't live very far from our studios in Exeter, so it's really great that we have this this new big star of Disney right in our own neighborhood here. Do you feel like a big star?
Well, yeah, but what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to keep myself at a low level. Like, I'm not going to go around bragging that I'm the lead role in a movie. I'm going to let people find out themselves so I can surprise them, and they'll be happy to see.
So you could have people that went to school with you that don't even know and maybe go to the movie and go, oh my gosh, that's CJ.
Yeah.
That'll be great.
That's my friend.
Now, The Odd Life of Timothy Green is, as we mentioned, is the new movie, and we have some music that we'll be playing from the movie today when we, in between the times we talk with CJ. And quite frankly, neither one of us is exactly familiar with the music because the movie hasn't come out yet. So Disney was kind enough to send us the soundtrack. So we'll be listening to pieces of that, and that's the music you'll hear a little bit later on. In the movie, along with CJ, by the way, CJ, you play the role of Timothy Green, right? That's the main guy. And along with that, Jennifer Garner is in the movie, and Joel Edgerton. Does he say Edgerton or Egerton? Do you know?
I think it's Edgerton.
Edgerton, okay. Both of those have been in a ton of movies, and you'll recognize a lot of other people in the movie. Emmett Walsh is a character actor that's been around for a long time. Did you get to do some scenes with him?
Yeah, I love filming with him because he named all these war movies that he was in. Like, my dad told me that he was in like 100 different movies, and he was awesome because he would go around with these $2 bills and you go up to someone, give them it, and sign his name on it, and you get a $2 bill with Emmett Walsh on it, and you just change a $2 bill into like a $100 bill.
That's right, with the value of it, with the signature on it. That's pretty cool. Now, let's back up a minute and go back to the fact that you said the school was involved with the drama class and getting you interested in being an actor. Then your brother, your older brother, Austin, has been acting at Trinity Rep, right?
Yeah, well, now my brother's, I think he's grown out of it, but for 6 years he was there, and everyone was like, that's Austin Adams, and we got these newspapers on our walls with Austin sitting on top of a guy's shoulder. And
well, this was in Christmas Carol, right?
Yeah, it was in the show Christmas Carol, so just remember Tiny Tim, and that's the part that he played the most for all those 6 years.
So he's had quite a bit of experience also. So it must run in the family. It's just you and your brother, and then your mom and dad.
Yeah. My dad does a radio show.
On the golfing, right?
Yeah, my dad does a radio show. It's a golf broad. He's a golf broadcaster every morning from, I think, around 8 to 10. And, or actually, 7 to 9.
Early in the morning, anyway.
Yeah, pretty early in the morning, about around rush hour time, and where everyone would be driving. So he gets a lot of listeners, and if you listen to the show out there, I'm pretty sure you know about me because my dad talks about movie a lot.
He's mentioned you a couple times, right?
Yeah, he's on Sirius XM Radio. I'm not sure what channel, but I know it's a golf
But
series.
It's Matt Adams, and he's got a golf show, so you can check that out, all you golfers out there. And your mother, Donna Adams, I've known for a number of years. She's a great person, a wonderful dancer and singer, and she works at a little company in Rhode Island called CVS, but we won't talk too much about them.
Yeah.
But it's great to have you here. Let's stop now, and we'll listen to a piece of music from the show, and then we'll come back some more and talk to C.J. Adams in The Odd Life of Timothy Green. The last three selections we've been listening to is from the movie soundtrack, The Odd Life of Timothy Green, yet to be released from Disney Studios. The first was You're Gonna Find It Hard to Believe. The second, Life Goes On. And the third one was That's Not Normal. We'll have more from The Odd Life of Timothy Green after this break. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano and having a very pleasant evening talking with a very talented young man named C.J. Adams. He is the star of the brand new Disney movie, The Odd Life of Timothy Green, coming out in just about 10 days from now. And C.J., we touched briefly, I mentioned in the first segment that you were in another movie, Dan in Real Life. And that was your first movie, right?
Yeah, it was. And if without that movie, I wouldn't be anywhere now. That movie has a lot to do with The Odd Life of Timothy Green because Diane Weiss was in my first movie, same as she is in my second movie, and director Peter Hedges directed both movies, Timothy Green and Dan in Real Life.
And now that was filmed in Jamestown, so that was pretty easy. How many days do you think or weeks did you film with that one?
I can't even remember. I was so young. I was 5 or 6 years old when I filmed the movie, and
a long time. It was probably just a couple weeks or something
like
that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was just a couple weeks, but yeah. I remember just having so much fun just filming the movie, and everyone was so nice to me. It was just awesome.
So that was Dan in Real Life with Steve Carell, and that was a hit movie. Great, great movie. If you haven't seen that, you gotta catch that one. You can even see your mom and dad at the end dancing at the last scene.
Yeah,
right?
And in the credits, there's everyone dancing, and there's music playing, and my mom and dad are sitting there having some champagne.
Well, it's great that they were able to get into that. The Odd Life of Timothy Green is a Disney major movie and a great cast. And I guess you've got to know some of them pretty well. Now, Jennifer Garner, tell us about her.
She was awesome because if you were, say, stuttering in a line, she would be with you and she'd go with the flow and it'd make you feel more comfortable when you're acting around her. It was just awesome. She was so good at acting.
She's been in a lot of movies, and you play kind of an unusual role without giving away anything from the movie. The trailers, which you can watch if you go to YouTube and you just type in Odd Life of Timothy Green, you'll see the trailers at this point that'll tell you a little bit about the movie. And basically, the storyline is, I can read what they say so I don't misspeak anything, but there's an Academy Award-nominated director, Peter Hedges, brings enchantment to the screen with The Odd Life of Timothy Green, an inspiring magical story about a happily married couple, Cindy and Jim Green, which is played by Jennifer and Joel, who can't wait to start a family but can only dream about what their child would be like. When young Timothy, which is you, C.J. Adams, shows up on their doorstep one stormy night, Cindy and Jim and their small town of Stanleyville learn that sometimes the unexpected can bring some of life's greatest gifts. And so you kind of magically appear there without giving away anything, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The scene in the trailer is that they write down everything they would love a young boy to be, and you're it.
Yeah. Everything they described in that box is me, like score the winning goal. Mm-hmm.
Something about, I think this word, they write down words on pieces of paper like kind and generous or things
never
like
that.
Never give
up, honest to a fault.
Yeah. Yeah, all those things that everybody wishes they could be, and it's nice to play that in a movie. Of course, none of us are really that way, but but it's good to play that part. The movie was filmed in Atlanta, as I recall, or a good portion of it, right? Or in the Atlanta area?
It was, yeah, most of the time it was filmed in Atlanta, Georgia, but there would be two or three scenes that would be filmed somewhere else because the house that would be outside would be away from Atlanta. But actually, they didn't actually build, they rebuilt the house in a garage, this huge garage. They just rebuilt the house, two floors, two separate buildings, and then they had the actual building, but the only time we'd actually use the the real house itself would be, say, out an outside scene, like if we were like having like that time when we were having that like family reunion.
Right. So it's an amazing amount of work just to get the scenery correct and the background correct, right?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you have to wait for the crew to get everything in place before you actually do the filming, right?
That's
all part of it, all part of learning how to handle the acting. And then you did have some opportunities to do some filming in California too, or did you not go out to a Hollywood area?
Oh, actually, at the last few weeks, like just before my birthday when I turned 11, we did this scene underwater because it was really hot up there and it was nice. So actually, I had to learn how to scuba dive because underwater, between the scenes, they couldn't take me going up and down. So they had people with scuba gear with their masks ready to give to me so I can breathe in air. So say that I'd be in the middle of the scene that I'd like really want air. I would tap twice on my lip and they'd bring air in and I would breathe it.
So we have all the secrets now of how you were able to stay underwater that long.
I learned how to scuba dive.
So we're getting a scoop here, ladies and gentlemen, from CJ about how the magic of movies work. All right, we're going to listen to some more music now from the show. It's great to have CJ here with us. And have you done a lot of radio interviews or TV interviews yet?
I've been interviewed by people, but not on radio like this. Like, I've never used the real equipment.
Well, okay then. Well, we're very honored to have you here for what I'm sure will be the first of many. But we'll take a break right now, listen to some more music from the movie, and then be back with CJ Adams. Once again, we're listening to music from the movie The Odd Life of Timothy Green from the soundtrack yet to be released. It's kind of interesting to listen to the music and try to figure out what's going on by the titles. The first one was Our Kid, then Now What? Is He For Us? Cherry on Top, I Can Only Get Better, and lastly we heard Love and Be Loved. We'll take a short break and be back with more of Conducting Conversations after these messages. We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, having a wonderful time talking with a great young man, C.J. Adams, who is going to be the star of the new Disney movie, The Odd Life of Timothy Green. And he filmed the movie when he was 10 years old, and now he's an older guy at 12.
Yeah.
And you're really getting up there in age. Be driving pretty soon.
Yeah. I told my mom, I gotta hope that I go to the premiere earlier, or else I'll be gone through puberty by the time the scene starts.
Now, the premiere is going to be August 15th, or are you gonna have one before that? I mean, we see it on August 15th.
Well, there's going to be a premiere in August 8th up in California, and then we're going to have the actual movie coming out on August 15th.
So you'll be in Los Angeles for August 8th for the premiere, I guess, along with Jennifer. And Joel, we didn't talk much about Joel, but how is he to work with?
Joel was so funny, literally, like, he would crack a joke and every single person in that room where we'd be filming would start laughing. We'd have to retake the scene.
So he was good to keep it loose and making sure nobody was too nervous or anything like that.
Yeah.
You probably didn't see a lot of nervousness from the kind of people you were acting with, right? They were all
veterans.
Yeah,
because everyone around me had already experienced it before, and then they think of it as that big of a deal, so I'm like, why am I worrying about this if they don't? So it's not that, there's nothing to be scared of, and he would always be there, and he would be like, there's nothing to be scared of, it's absolutely nothing, it's just you're filming a movie.
Right.
And just have fun.
That's the way to look at it, it's just playing the role, and that, from what I've seen in the clips, you did a wonderful job, and I can't wait to see the movie. I want to mention a couple things about the publicity of the movie and so forth. There is a campaign, an interesting thing that Disney has done, where one of the logo shows a pair of green socks on the end of your legs there with some with some ivy or plant coming out of the green socks. And that's kind of the logo look of the movie. And because of that, they are having a donate socks campaign where you can donate new men's, women's, or children's socks, and they will be given to the needy, and you can do that at the theaters. They'll have donation boxes set up, and you can do that. And you can do that by going on to the website, which is all you've got to do is go to The Odd Life of Timothy Green, find the website there, and you can find out how to do that. And there's also a contest going on that CJ, you may not know too much about, but it's called Magical Moments Photo Collage, where you're encouraging people to share their magical moments, like they experience when they see the movie, and they can win a washer and dryer, so that's pretty cool. So all they got to do is add a photo of someone that was magical in their life, and that will be a way they get entered into the contest. So check out the website, check out the trailers where you'll see CJ. And it's gonna be a great movie, I'm sure. And now when we've covered the fact that you started out in school and got a little bit of acting there, you kind of followed in your brother's footsteps a little bit when he was playing at Trinity Rep. And I guess the big question is, do you think you'll do anything else, or do you think this was just this was nice and that'll be it?
Well, actually, I wasn't going to do anything else after Dan in Real Life because we thought it was too much until I found out that the same director was doing the other movie, and I was kind of like, well, why not? We'll just try out. And I got the part, and ever since I got The Odd Life of Timothy Green, I've decided to do more movies now that I get a job as an actor.
Well, that'll be great. We'll look forward to I'm hoping, if you want it to be a long career or whatever direction that takes you, and you meet a lot of interesting people, that's for sure. I know that while you were filming this, you had the opportunity to meet, as we said off air, I said, did you get a chance to meet Ben Affleck? And your reaction was kind of like, oh, yeah, Ben. Most people wouldn't have that opinion. They'd be like, oh, my God, Ben. But anyone else interesting that you got to meet? I'm sure producers and directors and things like that.
If you've ever heard of Emmett Zappa, I think his dad is Frank Zappa.
Sure.
He's a artist, and Emmett is awesome. He's like, no matter at what age you are or who you are, he's still respects you as anyone else would respect you, and it's just, he's awesome. He doesn't treat you like a little kid. He treats you like
a person.
A person.
Right, whether you're 10 or whether you're 80, right?
Yeah.
Because you certainly have a wide age range of people between Emmett Walsh and yourself. There's probably close to 80 years difference,
yeah.
Or 70 years difference. But so there's a wide range of ages in this. Well, we thank you so much for coming in today, CJ. It's great to have you here with us. I know that we didn't say a whole lot about the music we've been playing because, quite frankly, we don't know much about it. But I hope you've enjoyed that when you're listening to it. And, CJ, I hope you have a great time during the premiere and everything that's coming up for you in the next couple weeks.
All right. Thank you.
It's great to have you here. And we look forward to a long and illustrious career.
Yeah.
If you so choose. And you know, there's only one promise you have to make now. See, when you make your next movie, you're going to have to come back and do another interview, okay?
Yeah, I will.
All right, great. It's been fun. Thanks, CJ. Thanks
for
listening.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations.
Thank you.
last five pieces of music you've been listening to are from The Odd Life of Timothy Green, the movie soundtrack, which Disney has not yet released. Will be opening in theaters on August 15th. The titles of the last five were There's Something You Need to See, Funny Like Uncle Bub, Why Not Make a New Kind of Pencil, Nice Socks, and Picasso with a Pencil. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.